Best Soundbar Under 100 and 2022, Top Brands Review. Finding the best soundbar under 100 can be an intimidating task because there are so many options for people to choose from. However, by conducting some preliminary research, anyone can find a soundbar that meets their criteria. Every audiophile has different needs for audio quality, but luckily there are plenty of budget soundbars on the market with features that will appeal to nearly everyone. Please read this article, From Hook Audio, to learn the affordable soundbar and why they are among the best on the market today. Top Best Soundbars Under 100 in 2022. TCL Aldo 6 Plus. TCL, a Chinese consumer electronics firm, is slowly expanding its presence in Western markets with its affordable range of electronic products. Their market share has made them the third largest Roku TV-ready manufacturer globally, so it's no surprise that they have started making the best soundbars. TCL Aldo 6 Plus soundbars sound good, especially for under $100. Although they are identical 32-inch soundbars, the TCL Aldo 6 Plus is the best choice. It is a 2.1-channel setup that includes a wireless subwoofer. The channel soundbar can be a great option if you have limited space or budget. TCL Alt 6 Plus has also included all the bells, whistles you'd expect from a soundbar, something that is not always possible. The package consists of HDMI ARC support, Bluetooth, Dolby Digital, and remote control. The TCL Aldo 6 Plus has very few faults. Although TCL Alt 6 Plus does not have Dolby Atmos virtual surround sound expected at the best prices, it's our default soundbar recommendation for this budget. Pros: sound profile that is well balanced with enough bass response, HDMI ARC, Roku TV integration, clean and compact design. Cons: subwoofers or mediocre sound enhancements available are not worth the effort. LG SK1. We've found the LG SK1 to be the most affordable small soundbar below $100. The 2.0 setup is well built and can be placed in any existing structure. It's also Bluetooth compatible, so you can wirelessly stream audio from your mobile devices to the bar. It has a neutral sound profile and can be used to listen to many audio files. The balanced mid-range makes it easy to reproduce vocals and other instruments. If you like, you can also use the EQ preset, Bass Blast, to increase your audio's boom. It is unable to reproduce low bass sound, which means you won't hear the bass heavy music. Some movie lovers may be disappointed that it doesn't support Dolby Atmos content. It can get loud but not very loud. However, it has very few compression artifacts at maximum volume, so you have a clean sound profile at louder volumes. TAUDRONICS soundbar. It would help if you looked at this soundbar's different modes for the best soundbar below $100. The Daltronics 3 Equalizer Mode soundbar has three different equalizer modes: movie, game, and music mode. To fine-tune the soundbar's audio, you can choose from one of them. These modes can all be adjusted via the remote control included with the purchase of the speakers. The remote control is easy to hold in your hand, and we like that. Its Bluetooth connectivity feature allows you to stream music from any Bluetooth-compatible device. If a wired connection is preferable, the soundbar can be connected to your TV via the optical input, RCA, or audio cable. This cheaper soundbar is 32 inches in length, like most cheap soundbars. It is straightforward to set up and only requires a few buttons. Our experts agree that the soundbar provides a complete panoramic sound experience despite being a low-cost model. Pros: this soundbar is less than 100 watts and offers better quality. Three sound modes are available to ensure the best possible settings for every type of content. Both wireless and wired connections are easy to set up. Coaxial, optical, aux, and RCA audio inputs are all possible wired connections. Bluetooth connection options and streaming. The remote control is available. The sound bar's slim design blends well with more room and fits in small spaces. The sound bar measures 32 inches and is easy to mount on or place on your TV. Cons: the optical cable may not fit the input, even though it is supplied. It is small and easy for you to lose the remote. Best Soundbar. 2-Weight INCH Soundbar. Bestison is the right place to go if you have searched the web for great value and price. A soundbar is an excellent option for anyone who wants a high-quality speaker at a reasonable price. When you purchase a soundbar, you should think about where it will be placed. The Bestison soundbar offers many options and allows you to set it up in multiple ways. The soundbar comes with a mounting template as well as wall brackets to make it easy to mount. You don't have to wall mountable the speaker. Instead, place it on a flat surface. The rubber feet on this soundbar allow you to put it securely on a table without worrying about damaging the surface. It won't slip easily, and it doesn't cause any damage. You can also set it up vertically by using the rubber feet at the ends. This Bestison soundbar is an excellent value for money. It has a solid, high-quality build and is affordable. This product is not only distinguished by its high-quality body but also its superior quality. You will have the perfect sound experience with three different equalizer modes. You will be well prepared whether you are listening to music playback or watching movies. The Bestison 28-inch soundbar has Bluetooth capability so that you can play music directly from your smartphone. You can connect via optical input, aux, and USB port. This is the perfect product for excellent quality, an easy setup, and a muscular build. Pros: there are a decent amount of bases to fit any size. Projects involving angle design sound up well under budget. Cons: HDMI not available, quality build at a low price. Wohome S28 soundbar. This Wohome elevates products below $100 to a new level. Although this soundbar is not in the $100 to $200 range, it is well worth every penny. This soundbar is perfect for those who need everything in one place with less space. The soundbar feature not just one but two subwoofers. The soundbar looks very minimalistic and sleek, thanks to this. This is ideal for those who don't want to miss the bass but don't want a large subwoofer. The S28 packs 105 decibels, so you won't have to struggle with volume. The soundbar comes with all cables, a remote controller, starter guide, and mounting screws. You can mount your soundbar right away without needing to visit the store. Wohome equipped the S28 soundbars with 6 drivers. This means that you get 2 tweeters, 2 full-range speakers, and 2 subwoofers. It's an incredible sound, and it costs less than $100. DSP technology allows you to have multiple sound modes. There are 3 sound modes: movie, music, and default. These sound modes are great for each application. The default mode allows you to adjust the treble or bass for more personalization. The Wohome soundbar offers impressive surround sound quality and a great price. Pros: has 6 drivers. Cons: doesn't support Dolby and DTS. Sony HTC OVALENT S100F1 soundbar. My favorite Sony COVALENT S100F1 soundbar is because it has easy Bluetooth and HDMI connectivity options. It also delivers a fantastic stereo quality when connected to my TV. The soundbar's slimness was the first thing that struck me immediately. It was slim and light, so a standalone soundbar would provide a poor listening experience. I was wrong. The sound profile is excellent, pretty loud, and beefy. This was also something I wanted to use for my home TV sound systems. I was hesitant about using it because I thought it would not be easy to connect to the HDMI port. It was easy to join this speaker via HDMI input. It was straightforward, and I was delighted. One unhappy customer complained that the soundbar's lights didn't work upon delivery. This meant the product wouldn't have worked correctly the moment he opened it. It can be frustrating, as the good soundbar still works with the lights on. However, this is one of the main features that you want to work on. This does not seem to be an issue that is common for everyone. Let's hope this was a rare problem. After all, the Sony COVALENT S100F1 soundbar is an excellent recommendation. The standalone soundbar comes from a trusted manufacturer, has built-in Bluetooth connectivity to audio engineer's favorite mobile device, and the HDMI DV setup is simple. The soundbar's stereo sound is outstanding. Pros: great for dialogue content. It is loud enough to be used for most purposes. performs well at maximum volume. Cons: bass is lacking, DTS is not supported. The surround sound is always on. Vizio SB382038-inch sound bar. Vizio is perhaps best known for its TV sets. However, the SB382038-inch soundbar sounds much better than built-in TV speakers. It offers the best bang for the buck. The soundbar can produce deeper lows than other devices thanks to the SB3820's deep bass modules. It has a powerful sound that can be used without an external subwoofer. However, Vizio offers a bundle for those who want to experience thumping lows during movie nights. The soundbar has all the bells and whistles that you would expect from a soundbar of today, including Bluetooth, analog, and digital inputs, DTS True Surround, and DTS True Volume. It can produce up to 100 decibels sound to fill larger rooms. This soundbar is 38 inches and should be paired with 42-inch plus TVs. For those with smaller TVs, the SB2920 is a smaller option to enhance TV speakers. The Vizio has one analog stereo RCA, one 3.5mm stereo mini jack, one Toslink optical jack, an RCA output for subwoofers, and a USB input to play .wav files. Pros: good sound quality and plenty of basses. Good digital audio enhancement options. Cons: design outmoded. Discontinued model. Vizio SB2920C6. Vizio SB2920 produces 95 decibels crystal clear sound with minimal harmonic distortion. It also features DTS Studio Sound TM, True Volume TM, and True Surround TM. You also get full-range built-in speakers that provide a large soundstage. You don't have to use wired connections. Bluetooth connectivity can be used to pair the soundbar with your smartphone. It's easy to set up. You need to connect the soundbar with most TVs using the cable provided. The Vizio soundbar measures 29 inches. It is compact and sleek, making it easy to fit into tight spaces. It doesn't include a subwoofer, but the COVALENTS-1B2920C6 soundbar features are excellent. Pros: the small soundbar fits under your TV. Bass sounds better at loud volumes due to low distortion even without a built-in subwoofer. It produces a 95 decibels sound, features DTS Studio Sound TM, True Volume TM, and True Surround TM. Bluetooth support and can be paired to mobile devices for easy streaming at home. Simple setup, just one connection to the TV, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connections. Cons: a noticeable speaker rattle. Customer service needs improvement. No Dolby Atmos. VILINICE-16INCH soundbar. This compact soundbar measures 16 inches and can produce big sound. DSP technology is integrated, which delivers richer and deeper audio directly to your ears. DSP is integrated with full-range drivers and can envelop you in sound. You can also choose three different equalizer modes to best suit your content. After the VILINICE soundbar optimizes the experience, your music, news, and movies will sound better. This tiny soundbar can also be connected wirelessly and wired. The soundbar is Bluetooth-enabled to stream and features aux, RCA, and optical fiber for cabled connections. It is one of the best soundbars as favorited on Amazon. Pros: compact and very small full-range drivers, DSP technology. There are three equalizer modes. Bluetooth is now available. Technical support for life includes remote control. Cons: they are not as powerful as larger soundbars. There are no game modes or sports. Soundbar under $100 buying guide. You can still get a great soundbar for this price, even if it isn't as expensive as those made by more expensive soundbars. Great sound doesn't have to cost thousands of dollars. A new soundbar for less than $100 is the best option for those who don't want to be audiophiles and still need to make a living. A tight budget soundbar is the best option for those who want to improve their sound quality and enjoy virtual surround sound. Even if you have a tight budget, your money shouldn't go to waste. Let's take a look at the features that the best soundbars should have. Subwoofer. Although a dedicated subwoofer can make a significant difference in sound quality, it is still up to you to decide if it is necessary. You should consider subwoofers with built-in or separate bass if you want to hear deep, powerful bass. A dedicated subwoofer can bring home the home theater experience to your couch. You can even place a wireless subwoofer in the perfect spot on quality soundbars, such as the Dolby Atmos soundbars. However, soundbars can still be purchased without a dedicated subwoofer, which might affect the price. Consider whether you will need a subwoofer and whether it is wired or wireless connectivity. You should also consider the soundbar size. Some best soundbars under 100 work best with 55-inch TVs. This would also affect the size of your TV. Channels. Channel soundbar refers to the location where sound is projected from a soundbar. As you can see, the more media you have, the greater chance you'll experience surround sound. Additional note, the numbers that appear next to the product title 2.1 channel, 5.1 channel, 7.1, etc. indicate the number of channels and subwoofers. The first digit indicates the number of channel sound bar, while the number of subwoofers is shown after the decimal. This list shows that not all budget soundbars have at least 2 channels. However, this is a standard feature for soundbars under $100. Soundbars with more media are usually more expensive. Before you buy a budget soundbar, decide how many channels or features you need. Sound modes. Sound modes are a great feature to include in your soundbar. This optimizes sound for different content, such as TV shows. You will eventually need to use all of them to get the best audio for the content. News, standard, movie, and music modes are the most popular. The news mode will have enhanced dialogue, while the movie mode will amplify the treble, bass, and volume to provide better listening and watching TV. These sound modes guarantee that you get the best audio experience, no matter what TV you are watching. This feature sets a ZVox AccuVoice AV157 soundbar apart from a DV built-in speaker. Connection. It is a sign that your soundbar has more compatibility options, such as wired and Wi-Fi connections. These soundbars are also easy to set up, such as this Vizio one. Bluetooth is the most common wireless option in modern soundbars. However, wired audio connections include AUX, RCA, optical cable, and USB and HDMI. The most accessible link to set up is the HDMI port. You may find 2 HDMI inputs on some soundbars. This is helpful if you need to connect 2 components. You can have both wired or wireless options depending on your preference. This gives you more control over soundbar placement. The majority of connectivity options are pretty straightforward, but if in doubt, consult the manual. Remote. The remote control is a convenient addition to a soundbar. It allows you to control and set your soundbar settings from the comfort of your living room couch. Most manufacturers include one in the package. This eliminates the need to search for one elsewhere. Some remotes can be a bit smaller than others in size. If you lose your remote control, there is another way to control the soundbar. This is done using the buttons on the bar. Many will agree that remote control is better. FAQs. Is Sonos better than Bose? Sonos speakers both deliver high-quality audio and voice control via Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. Bose has better connectivity and pairing capabilities than Sonos. The Sonos One cannot play songs over Wi-Fi, AirPlay 2, or Bluetooth. Bose can stream music via Wi-Fi and AirPlay 2. What soundbar is better, LG or Samsung? The Samsung HWQ90R soundbar system is noticeably more powerful than the LG SL10YG. This best Samsung soundbar is louder, produces a wide soundstage and overall quality sound, best audio outputs, and can be used at maximum volume. Are 5.1 soundbars worth it? A 5.1 soundbar will offer more value than a 2.0. With or without technology, the 5.1 soundbars can offer a richer sound experience thanks to its additional center channel that allows for more explicit dialogue and 2 rear speakers. Is Dolby Atmos worth the price tag? Dolby Atmos home theater upgrade is well worth the money, as it creates a more immersive and realistic listening experience. It's now easier to find Dolby Atmos compatible devices. What's the difference between an active and passive soundbar? Passive soundbars require a separate amplifier or receiver to be driven. These soundbars are rare because of their simplicity. An amplifier is built into active soundbars. This roundup includes active soundbars. What do you think about HDMI ARC? Some soundbars have an HDMI ARC port. This means that all audio can be transferred over an HDMI cable. This is an easy way to connect the TV and soundbar with an HDMI ARC port. Dolby Atmos or Dolby Digital is the better choice? Digital provides sound from an existing speaker system, while it uses compatible hardware. Dolby Atmos has superior sound quality than digital due to the hardware required. Is Dolby better than DTS? DTS encodes at a higher bit rate and is therefore considered better quality by experts. Some argue that Dolby Digital's technology produces better sound quality and is more advanced at a lower bit rate. Conclusion: the best soundbar under 100 offers the best balance of price, performance, and features. You can find a soundbar that will provide a full range of frequencies, reproduce the acoustics of a home theater, and adjust to your TV settings. As long as you are looking for the best soundbar with the specs you are looking for, this list will assist you in finding the best one. Not only will you find the ideal soundbar, but this article will provide you with suggestions and examples that will help you to quickly and easily choose the suitable soundbar for your home. Read this top recommendation and try out your favorite options before deciding which one you want to purchase. Video: https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=t0itempvnbm